Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, striving to provide great service every day, from helping with a sleeping toddler to offering artisan food and beverages. More information can be found at alaskaair.com.
In Northwest News on KPLU, we heard news this week that the United States and Cuba will begin talks to normalize their diplomatic relationship. It's a seismic shift in the way the two countries deal with one another. KPLU travel expert Matthew Brumley has led several trips to Cuba. He tells KPLU's Ed Ronco how the country might change as relations with the U.S. begin to thaw.
Matthew Brumley, you've taken many trips to Cuba over the years through your work as a tour guide, and in fact, some KPLU listeners and you and I will be going in February. But Americans can only go there for certain specific reasons, like cultural trips or educational trips. So it's a very different kind of experience than tourists from other countries, right?
Americans are not supposed to have a sun and sand vacation there. So pretty much from 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you will be busy visiting schools, visiting different institutions, learning about the Cuban economy, the Cuban government, the Cuban educational system. And that is, I have to say, it's great. It's very insightful. But as you drive from one place to another, you might look out the window and see on the beach Brits and Canadians playing in the water and in the surf. And we're forbidden pretty much from doing just that.
How is what the president announced going to change the American travel experience?
Ed, I can't tell you how big this is, how massive of a change this is. I mean, the fact that Americans, when we traveled to Havana or anywhere in Cuba, literally have to bring piles of cash with us and change them into convertible kooks. Meanwhile, the Brit sitting next to you at the restaurant is paying by Visa card and going down to the local, the local bank and local ATM and accessing his cash that way. You'll see a quadrupling of the amount of people heading to Cuba from the United States. I think the downside is, of course, is that there's going to be multinationals rolling in from all over the world.
Multinational companies.
So it's going to, in a matter of time, you'll probably start to see Starbucks and Nike Town and, being so close, it's really going to be, I think, Americanized very quickly.
It sounds like things are about to change. Let's listen to the president talking on Wednesday morning.
With the changes I'm announcing today, it will be easier for Americans to travel to Cuba. And Americans will be able to use American credit and debit cards on the island. Nobody represents America's values better than the American people. And I believe this contact will ultimately do more to empower the Cuban people.
This is something you've long believed in, that traveling to places with, say, governments that aren't friendly with the United States does more good than ill, in your opinion.
Oh, I'm a huge believer in people-to-people experiences, no matter what government. I mean, people are all the same, Ed, no matter where I've traveled to, whether it's the Middle East or South America or Africa. The basic needs and our basic desires are all the same. And so to have an embargo on in my limited opinion, has really had no impact whatsoever, except a negative one on the Cuban people, on the average Cuban citizen. So I just see this as an incredible, wonderful thing in which, more and more people will be able to meet up and discuss their differences in their daily lives.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is the founder of Earthbound Expeditions and a frequent traveler to Cuba, knows the country quite well. You can listen to this and to our earlier segment on Cuba on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.